USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced the first four states to receive grants intended to replace lost wages for Americans who have lost their jobs due to coronavirus. Arizona, Iowa, Louisiana, and New Mexico are the first states to agree to administer a program providing an additional $400 per week for unemployed people on top of unemployment insurance. This move from FEMA comes after President Trump took executive action earlier this month to make $44 billion from the agency's disaster relief fund available to states to supplement unemployment insurance. This is after Congress and the Democrats sat at a deadlock trying to provide an extra $600 per week in enhanced unemployment benefits. This provision expired at the end of July. Republicans had expressed opposition to the initial $600 per week figure, arguing it would continue to incentivize people to stay unemployed. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump announced that his younger brother Robert has died at the age of 71. The president said in a tweet, "It is with a heavy heart that I share my wonderful brother Robert peacefully passed away. He was not just my brother, but my best friend. He will be greatly missed, and we will meet again. His memory will live on in my heart forever." The president had last visited his brother at a New York hospital on Friday. He's had health problems since the beginning of the year. Both longtime businessmen Robert and Donald Trump had strikingly different personalities. The president once described his younger brother as much quieter and much more easygoing than I am. Thousands of Puerto Ricans got a second chance to vote for the first time a week after delayed and missing ballots marked the original primaries in a blow to the United States territory's democracy. More than 60 of the island's 110 precincts were finally able to open after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated a second round of voting would take place at those centers. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former Illinois Governor James R. Thompson, known as Big Jim during a long career that eventually made him the state's longest-serving chief executive, has died. He was 84. Thompson had been recovering for several weeks after suffering heart problems. The Republican from Chicago was first elected in 1976 and eventually served four terms before leaving office in 1991. After he left public office, Thompson served as a member of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks to examine the September 11, 2001 attacks. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.